"Why do they call it gay?" Honey asked in her best perplexed voice one night, lying next to her mother in the shadowy dim of her darkened room. Suzanne lay very still in the waiting place on the outskirts of her daughter's question, both of them wondering what Suzanne's reply would be.
"Well, I really don't know," she replied carefully, stroking her daughter's fine hair.
"Another word for it, though, is homosexual," Suzanne offered tentatively. "And the word homo means same, you know, like when two men love each other, or even two women. They love each other just like when men and women do, people of the opposite sex. And the word for opposite is hetero, so when a man and a woman love each other, they're called heterosexuals. That's why..."
"Mom," Honey said, interrupting Suzanne's halting tour of love in the new millennium.
"Yes, baby," she said, making a mental note to charge Leland big money for putting her in the position of delivering this information.
"I don't think I want to hear about this till I'm 7.
Suzanne smiled at the impossible sweetness of this response. "Maybe we should both wait," Suzanne said. Honey wriggled away from her mother a little and rearranged herself in the covers to a new position of pre-sleep.
"Will you sing me something?" she asked.
Suzanne smiled.
"Sure, Durndle. Which song do you want first?"
Honey thought a minute.
"The blackbird one."
Kissing the back of her daughter's head, Suzanne lingered there to inhale the particular night scent of her, an amalgam of shampoo and pert, whispery completeness.
"Pack up all your cares and woe. Here I go."